I believe, to the Iranian president at the Council of Foreign Relations event.
And because, and particularly today, extremism in the whole region is being portrayed in the form of terrorism, and it's been manifested in the form of terrorism, so we should make our efforts. And of course, all countries must help us in this path. We do not intend to engage in a war with any country, and we want to have this region moving towards development through peace and tranquility. And therefore, this government seeks to create moderation.
Mr. President, speech at the United Nations, you cited the need to end what you called destructive discrimination in the world. And yet many have felt concerned about the treatment in Iran of its own women, minorities, press, government critics, even the artists and poets and musicians sometimes. Could you talk about what you envision under your leadership for opportunities of women in Iran? Can we see the day when they'll have equal opportunities to that of men? And also, can you confirm that it's no longer the policy of your government to imprison critics?
You know that one of my mottos in the course of the presidential campaign was the rights of citizens and also have creating equal opportunities for men and women. You know that in Iran, women have made great deal of progress, and perhaps you may not see such progress in recent years in our countries neighboring us. Today, more than half of the student population in universities are women, and also women are active in our research institutions and centers, and women are active in the field of medicine and also in government departments, and also in the field of industry and so on, and other services. Women are quite active, and this government seeks to have equal social opportunities for men and women, and for this reason, I have submitted this to the members of the cabinet to also benefit from women in different administrative positions, such as deputy minister or director general. We should create a better atmosphere for women in order to actually come up with a sort of balance, bearing with respect to the shortcomings that existed in the past. So I'm going to fulfill my promise as far as the case of women is concerned, and we are not happy with any individual being in prison, and good steps have been taken in the past weeks, and we hope these steps will continue in the future.
Kenneth Ross notes the release of the 80 political prisoners, but mentions that hundreds more remain. And what steps may be taken to release all of them?
Well, I responded just to this responded. In the end of my recent comment. I said that we've taken the first and early steps, and we will continue.
There are many questions. about how you're going to handle this rapprochement and the pressure from all sides and how you will navigate that, including from Jasmine Ramsey, a reporter for IPS News who's here. And within Iran, who would oppose the kind of rapprochement that would be envisioned, and how serious should that opposition be taken? Can it block the path forward?
In the Iranian society, we have diverse viewpoints, different views and groups and associations, and every one of them have their own activities.
I
did not precisely get your point.
I think it's, on how you're going to navigate the domestic part of this new era that you're trying to open.
In fact, the people have created a new atmosphere today, and such a new atmosphere has brought about new conditions inside the country. And speaking of social and cultural issues, we're going to see the success of this way of thought, and this way of thought is the way of thought focusing on moderation, and such a way of thought can make further progress. And those who oppose this way of thought, they will be undermined and they will be weakened. But this is a long path ahead, and we have just taken these early steps.
And Mr. President, we know you've talked about the opening in Iran, the possibility of opening of Facebook and Twitter. Barbara Slavin of the Atlantic Council asks about the possible opening of interest sections staffed by Americans in Tehran or here to process visas, facilitate exchanges. Do you see, how quickly do you see the possibility of an opening to the ideas of access to the debate globally for the people of Iran?
One of the plans pursued by the government was to have the people having sufficient access to information and be able to have access to diverse views in the world. As I announced in an interview, as far as cyberspace is concerned, every country considers certain moral frameworks and seeks to observe those moral frameworks. The Islamic Republic of Iran also seeks to observe such a moral framework, but at the same time, they have this space for the people, and particularly the youths, to have access to information. We are interested for nations to have closer contacts and bonds, and in order to have Iran and the United States getting closer together, probably the people must take the preliminary steps. If this atmosphere is created, if grounds are paved for more traveling between the two countries, Iranians be able to travel to the U.S. easier, or the Americans traveling to Iran in an easier way, this will actually have this the atmosphere of public diplomacy, beginning with the role of the people, and this can